崇明区2022学年第二学期高三第二次模拟考试英语听力部分现在开始。
Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said.The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Good morning, sir. Can I help you?
I'm due to check out tomorrow, but I'd like to extend my stay by 2 days.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?2. So, are you going to attend the closing ceremony of the art festival tonight?
I doubt it. I'm still getting over the flu.
Question. What can be learned about the man? 3. I hear you've got your own studio now. Are you still painting oils?
I am, and I've just completed one piece.And another one last year will be shown in the exhibition next month.
Question. What can be learned about the man? 4. I've got to give my oral presentation in class tomorrow, and I'm so nervous.
Maybe you just need a trial run. Why don't you use me as your audience?
Question.What does the man imply the woman should do? 5. Can I expect to see you at the party tonight? It will begin at 6 and probably last a few hours.
I won't miss it. The soccer practice doesn't end until 7, but then I'll be there.
Question. What does the man mean?6. It sounds like Katie isn't happy at all with her new roommate. Did she say why?
Believe me, I tried to find it out, but, you know, without success.
Question. What can be learned from the conversation?
7. Mr. Brown's chemistry lessons are fascinating.I love them and decide to work as a drug developer someday.
That's good. I'm taking the arts track and I hope to study journalism in university and become a journalist in future.
Question. What are the speakers mainly talking about?
8. So how was the drama club's new production last night?Did I miss out on anything good?
Hardly. I kept looking at my watch the whole time.
Question. What does the man mean? 9. Good morning, Professor Jackson. I'm wondering if I have a chance to get your advice on my thesis proposal.
Well, I know you gave it to me a week ago.But to be honest, I've been occupied with a research project.
Question. What does the man mean?
10. I'd like to enroll in the free lecture advertised in the newspaper, the one on managing personal finances.
Okay, but the ad says you have to have a savings account in our bank to be qualified. Do you have one here?
Question. What does the woman want to know?
2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you'll be asked several questions on each of them. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Working from home has its benefits, but it also has its problems. One of them involves workplace friendships. Working remotely or away from an office may make it harder to form friendships with coworkers. A new study shows in the United States, only 2 in every 10 employees say they have a best friend at work. Younger people in general are feeling more disconnected from their workplaces. If young people are less connected to their workplace, they have fewer chances to connect with their coworkers. It may be difficult to develop those kinds of friendships that they might have had in the past. Having a best friend at work has become even more important since the rise in remote employment. For many employees, workplace friendships offer social and emotional support at a critical time. This is especially true of parents, educators, and frontline workers. These workplace friendships also benefit employers. Employees who have a close friend at work are much more likely to interact with customers and work partners. They will get more done in less time, support a safe workplace with fewer accidents, and even create and share ideas. Moreover, work friends can help to keep each other calm when disagreements happen.
Now listen again, please. Working from home has its benefits, but it also has its problems. One of them involves workplace friendships. Working remotely or away from an office may make it harder to form friendships with co-workers. A new study shows, in the United States, only 2 in every 10 employees say they have a best friend at work. Younger people in general are feeling more disconnected from their workplaces. If young people are less connected to their workplace, they have fewer chances to connect with their co-workers. It may be difficult to develop those kinds of friendships that they might have had in the past. Having a best friend at work has become even more important since the rise in remote employment. For many employees, workplace friendships offer social and emotional support at a critical time. This is especially true of parents, educators, and frontline workers. These workplace friendships also benefit employers. Employees who have a close friend at work are much more likely to interact with customers and work partners. They will get more done in less time, support a safe workplace with fewer accidents, and even create and share ideas. Moreover, work friends can help to keep each other calm when disagreements happen.
Questions 11. What does the passage mainly tell us?
What can employees get from workplace friends at critical moments?
How can workplace friendships benefit employers? 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Do wealthy people generate more pollution than the less fortunate? In a word, yes. The richest 10% of humanity was responsible for 52% of global pollution between 1990 and 2015, according to a report in 2020. The richest 1% alone produced 15% of global pollution during that time. Global income data are closely associated with pollution data. The World Inequality Lab's 2022 report found that the wealthiest 10% earn 52% of all income, but the poorest half of all people earn just 8.5%. On an individual level, people with more wealth are more likely to own cars, travel by airplane, and own big homes that consume lots of energy. Wealthy people are also more likely to invest in the stock market. By giving companies money, investors greenlight the company's business practices. And because those investors expect a positive return, profitable companies tend to be less environmentally friendly. Still, the blame for greenhouse gas production falls on companies and governments. While many companies have taken modest steps, pollution is still increasing. It will likely stay that way until the governments of major polluters force companies to switch away from traditional fuels.
Now listen again, please. Do wealthy people generate more pollution than the less fortunate? In a word, yes. The richest 10% of humanity was responsible for 52% of global pollution between 1990 and 2015, according to a report in 2020. The richest 1% alone produced 15% of global pollution during that time. Global income data are closely associated with pollution data. The World Inequality Lab's 2022 report found that the wealthiest 10% earn 52% of all income, but the poorest half of all people earn just 8.5%. On an individual level, people with more wealth are more likely to own cars, travel by airplane, and own big homes that consume lots of energy. Wealthy people are also more likely to invest in the stock market. By giving companies money, investors greenlight the company's business practices. And because those investors expect a positive return, profitable companies tend to be less environmentally friendly. Still, the blame for greenhouse gas production falls on companies and governments. While many companies have taken modest steps, pollution is still increasing. It will likely stay that way until the governments of major polluters force companies to switch away from traditional fuels.
Questions 14. What does the passage mainly tell us?
How much percent of pollution do the richest 1% people produce?
16. How can governments of major polluters help reduce pollution? 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hey, Anita. Great to see you.
Long time no see. I'm so glad you had time to meet for lunch. How have you been?
Pretty much the same. Still working long hours and still trying to get that promotion. Perhaps I'll move up to vice president this year.
That's great.
How's your career going? Last time you said you were trying to get a raise.
Yeah, that's the plan. I mean, I'm definitely one of the most productive members of the company, and I feel I've been contributing a lot.
So, what's the problem?
I just can't work up the courage to do it. I know I need to, and I know I need it, but it's tough. I don't even know where to begin. My son's school tuition has just gone up. We really need to get a new car and...
Okay, stop right there. You can't base your salary request according to your needs. The company isn't a charity. What you need to do is stress your value.
So you mean I can present quite a bit of hard data to demonstrate my usefulness to the company?
Definitely. Then you can check online and figure out what a fair salary is for your position and your responsibilities.
Thanks for your suggestion. I'm going to ask for a raise next Monday.
Now listen again, please. Hey, Anita. Great to see you.
Long time no see. I'm so glad you had time to meet for lunch. How have you been?
Pretty much the same. Still working long hours and still trying to get that promotion. Perhaps I'll move up to vice president this year.
That's great.
How's your career going? Last time you said you were trying to get a raise.
Yeah, that's the plan. I mean, I'm definitely one of the most productive members of the company, and I feel I've been contributing a lot.
So, what's the problem?
I just can't work up the courage to do it. I know I need to, and I know I need it, but it's tough. I don't even know where to begin. My son's school tuition has just gone up. We really need to get a new car and...
Okay, stop right there. You can't base your salary request according to your needs. The company isn't a charity. What you need to do is stress your value.
So you mean I can present quite a bit of hard data to demonstrate my usefulness to the company?
Definitely. Then you can check online and figure out what a fair salary is for your position and your responsibilities.
Thanks for your suggestion. I'm going to ask for a raise next Monday.
Questions. 17. What are the speakers mainly talking about?
Eighteen. What does the man say about his job?
19. Why hasn't the woman asked for a raise?
20. What does the man suggest the woman do?
21. That's the end of the listening comprehension.